I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The Georgia Department of Transportation is announcing a suspension of construction-related lane closures just in time for the holidays. According to the AJC, interstate highways, heavily traveled state routes, and roadways near major shopping centers will get a reprieve from lane closings. The work stoppage runs today until the day after Christmas, and then from the 29th until January 2nd. GDOT says safety concerns may require some long-term lane closures to remain in place. Georgia consumers will pay more for power starting in 2021, now that state regulators have voted to let construction continue on two nuclear reactors at Plant Vogtle in East Georgia. The Plant Vogtle expansion project is more than $10 billion over budget and years behind schedule. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on yesterday's meeting.
The decision came despite a letter from the PSC's Public Interest Advisory Staff, which said asking Georgia Power customers to pay more for the project wasn't reasonable, and despite a projected continuation of bottom basement prices for natural gas-based electricity production. PSC member Tim Echols didn't buy the natural gas argument.
We were to stop the project today because we think gas prices will always be as low as they are today for the next 60 or 80 years. We would have made an irreversible mistake.
As a concession to Georgia Power customers, the PSC cut into Georgia Power's rate of return on their investment in the project. For environmentalists, they will get a 5-megawatt solar installation on the Plant Vogtle campus. The first of the new reactors is expected to be online by 2021. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Georgia residents have a little extra time to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment ended across the country on December 15th, but Georgians now have until December 31st to enroll. The extra time was granted because of the state of emergency declared during Hurricane Irma. The AJC reports that during the extension, people should sign up by phone instead of using the state's online marketplace. A former Roswell council member has been charged with possessing child pornography. The AJC reports that Kent Iglehart has been indicted on 6 federal charges after police say he enticed 4 minors to engage in sexual conduct and produced a visual depiction of that conduct. Iglehart resigned from his post on the Roswell City Council after he was arrested in DeKalb County on several charges of sexual exploitation of children and one charge of furnishing alcohol to a minor in 2016. He had served on the city council for 15 years. The DeKalb County charges stem from a 3-year relationship that Iglehart allegedly had with a girl starting when she was just 14 years old. He met her online posing as a teenage boy. That's according to the DeKalb County District Attorney's Office. Iglehart has a hearing set for January 5th in federal court. He has pleaded not guilty. As UGA gets ready for the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, one of their star players will not be on the field. UGA starting inside linebacker Natrez Patrick is entering a drug treatment program after his arrest right after the big SEC championship game win in Atlanta earlier this month. Patrick was arrested for misdemeanor marijuana possession. The charges have been dropped, but 11 Alive reports that Patrick will not play in the Rose Bowl. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.